You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Molly Wood in for Lizzie O'Leary. Now, there used to be this thing called the Spike Video Game Awards. For 10 years, it was on Spike TV. And now their spinoff, the second annual Game Awards, streamed over the internet this week. It's like the Oscars for the $70 billion gaming business, if the Oscars were streamed on Twitch, YouTube, Xbox, or PlayStation. From the Microsoft Theater in downtown Los Angeles, we bring you this.
This statue, it's really the story of the ascension of video games, and depicts this angel, which sort of rises up into the heavens. Her wings are cast up. Her head is sort of thrust forward. It's like she's ascending into the future of entertainment, which is the video game industry.
We've got Marketplace's entertainment correspondent Adrian Hill with us now. Adrian, who is that and what is he describing in those oh-so-dramatic terms?
Right? So that's a guy named Geoff Keighley. He's the founder and executive producer of the Game Awards, which are basically the Oscars for the video game community. And he's showing me the statuette that they give to the winners. And it really is a very dramatic, incredibly heavy, I will say, statue. Keighley is the guy who created the show, and it's independent from traditional television outlets. That means that Keighley, he told us that with these statues, these incredible angel statues, he's got a whole garage full of them. Because when he started
for future years,
he started the award show last year, he had to order a bunch at once. For just scale reasons.
To get the bulk discount, yeah.
So there are these incredibly heavy, incredibly beautiful, stylish statuettes in this guy's garage. They handed these out at this year's event, which took place at the Microsoft Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And I don't know if you're familiar with this theater, Molly, but this is where things like the Emmys and American Music Awards take place. And I met him as they were getting set up.
So even though the show is not on TV, it is still a big deal, right?
It is. Keighley didn't get too specific about it, but it's an event that costs millions of dollars, is what he told us. They have reps from all the big games and gaming companies. There are celebrities that are going to be there. The stage was actually getting set up for Deadmau5, so there are elaborate lights and cameras. The stage itself, the design was really very beautiful, high tech. It was kind of like being inside a lit up microchip. For lack of a better description.
The future of entertainment.
Yes. Future of entertainment is microchips. And a really big audience all watching on digital streaming platforms, things like Twitch, on their PlayStation, lots of ways people watched.
And so when you talked to Mr. Keighley, what did you want to know from him?
I really wanted to know what inspired him to start his own video game award show.
Honestly, now the way distribution works online, you don't necessarily need a big network to put something like this together through platforms like YouTube and Twitch, which is a very popular live streaming network for video game players. You can reach this audience on your own. And that was sort of very empowering that we could build this show and do it myself. So it just felt like the right opportunity. So we had to seize the day and do it. And here we are in year two.
And how do you explain to your parents mm-hmm. that you're not on a traditional television channel?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think we even get that from a lot of celebrity talent stuff where, you know, the publishers will be like, oh, it's just a streaming show. It's like, you know, and what was fascinating to me was last year we were on Instagram during the show watching what people were saying about it. And we saw all these pictures of folks sitting in their living room watching the show on their television sets. And when it sort of dawned on me, it's like, of course they are, because they're, you know, watching it on their Apple TV on television, or they're watching it through their Xbox on the YouTube app. And to this younger generation, I mean, it's on TV, it's just not on traditional cable television. And I think that's sort of people relearning that. Like my parents now, they will watch House of Cards, and they'll watch it on their TV, but it's through the Netflix app on their television. So I think it's just re-educating people about what television means. You have to sort of explain to people that it is a very different approach. And when you come in and you've seen our set, I mean, you've seen the scale of what we're doing. This is not, you know, me in an apartment, you know, setting up a green screen and announcing my favorite games. I mean, this is a multi-million-dollar award show.
What are the costs that go into putting on this show?
Sure. I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar endeavor to put it together. This year, we've got a lot of sponsors that have come on board, which we're excited about. We've got Verizon coming on board, Go90, which is a new service. They've been a supporter of us. Bud Light is involved, and we're starting to get, I think, a lot of the brands that typically look at television award shows saying, oh, there's something really interesting happening here.
And is it a moneymaker for you?
It wasn't last year, but, you know, you sort of have to forward invest in things like this and build them. This year, I think hopefully we're going to do a little better with it. But, you know, this show is double in scale to what we did last year. So my view on this is that, you know, we need to kind of continue investing and building this into a franchise. So it's not really about making money right now. I think it's about trying to break even, trying to kind of scale up what we're doing. And then, you know, I feel like gaming is not going anywhere.
For folks who aren't gamers, mm-hmm. what should they understand about this business that they don't?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that's unique about gaming is that it's interactive entertainment. And, you know, for me, what I love about it is that it allows you to really make choices in the way you play through stories. And, you know, when I go to a movie now, it's hard sometimes because you just sort of have to sit there and, like, you can't, you know, interact with it. And it's like, look, I mean, everyone now walk around, it's an epidemic. Everyone's on their phone, they're interacting, they're touching things, and games are sort of the entertainment aspect of that. And it's really empowering that you can, you know, play through amazing stories and choose, you know, your own adventure. And it's like, do you want to go left? Do you want to go right?
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, all those choices,
I'm
right?
I'm asking you. Yeah. How do you play?
Depends
your games
on the day. Well, the great thing is you can sort of go either way. I tend to like to be evil because you can, right? And right. It's sort of that sense of escapism, right? It's you can be who you want to be or who you don't want to be, but you can get out you know, those thoughts in a game, and that's part of the fun of it is really the imagination and the creativity that gaming brings out in you. And I think that's the thing that I've always felt about games is that it's an incredible medium for storytelling and for interactivity. And I think some folks, you know, look at games and they're like, well, that's just young kids do that, or they're very violent, or you know, there's that aspect to games, sure, but you know, the best games and the best stories are, you know, on par with any other kind of entertainment out there. And that's what's exciting, I think, to everyone that plays games, is that, you know, they're only going to get better.
That was Marketplace's entertainment correspondent, Adrian Hill, talking with the Game Awards producer and founder, Jeff Keighley. Last year's Game Awards, according to Keighley, reached more than 1.9 million live streams. Now, we heard what Keighley thinks about the future of online streaming versus traditional TV broadcast, but what do the nominees think? Well, we asked some of them on the red carpet at this week's Game Awards.
A lot of people watch content, and it doesn't matter where they're watching it.
Today, people, and especially young people, are watching the internet even more than TV.
It's just they want to consume this content. So whatever is the easiest way possible for them, hey, I'm all for it.
It's 2015. That's where it should be broadcast.
So I think it kind of makes sense to have it broadcast on the internet for that reason.
Everyone who plays our game is on the internet.
I think people are more inclined these days, like in a certain demographic, which is like the younger crowd, to go home and watch stuff on their computer anyway, whether it's Hulu or checking stuff out on Twitch. So this seems like a natural home for it.
All day long, you know, like we're all connected to the internet. And so I think it's awesome.
I mean, it would be nice if it was on TV as well, but, you know, internet, telly, they're kind of up there with one another these days.
Of course, I'm a gamer, so I watch games a lot online anyway, so I'm pretty biased to liking it because I like to interact with the community at the same time.
It's our Oscar night, and you know, I couldn't be happier to be here.